have Steve on, and we're going through what he has gone through with the Internal Revenue Service, been clear to the Supreme Court of the United States, and what kind of an extensive response did you get back when you filed this, quote, writ of certiorari?
It was about a half a page worth of writing, and the most significant paragraph, there were, I think, the first paragraph had two sentences, the third, second paragraph had one sentence, the third paragraph had one sentence, and it was just flat out denied. So
flat out denied.
Yep. And basically, I'd like to step back and to the very beginning. A lot of people would think that, maybe his problem is that he went after the agency. The agency is a part of the government, therefore sovereign immunity applies. Well, no, that's not the case. We had a little foresight. We did as much homework as you possibly could think would be possible. I mean, at least to get on the ground running. We filed against those agents in their personal capacity. There's a ton of case law on all that. And that's how we made it stick. I think if I were to have the finances to do it all over again, I would probably just go after the corporation now and let them see how they're going to try to remove that to federal court. I don't think that would be a possibility. But who knows? It's the land of
what
Oz.
What you're saying is go after your company that's doing the law and leave the federal government out of it.
Right.
All of the agents and all of the nonsense that these guys do. Just go after the company and say, okay, where is your authority to do this?
Yeah, the company, they didn't bother with having to hardly lift a finger. They had they generated a nice tidy sum of a legal bill that, by the way, the court just decides, hey, you know, since you're using all this case law against us, we're just going to call it all frivolous, and you're going to start paying some money now. So they're going to make me pay money to the federal government and to the corporation to cover some of their court costs. Now, that's insult to injury, I must say. Verifiable legal evidence with merit right out of the case law of the Supreme Court, and they're telling me it's frivolous? Okay, I've now become, that's my new last name. They it must be so if they say it so, but I can prove that it isn't.
So you're Steve Frivolous now.
I'm Steve Frivolous, yep. It's all over the paperwork.
But nobody has jurisdiction to decide on the merits of this case.
Nope, uh-uh.
Or to exercise the judicial power.
Yeah, and so if they're dismissing with lack of jurisdiction, how do they have jurisdiction to come in and say you're frivolous? When you're using their own case law. And
that's right,
Congress,
because if they don't have jurisdiction, they're supposed to dismiss, right?
Right. Or remand immediately. It should have never stuck in the federal court system, but then that brings up the federal question, which is part of the rules at the Supreme Court. And I think you've got a little something to talk about on that topic today.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever gone back in court again when you did this one? Did you have another go at it?
Well, yeah, I did, but I've pretty much consolidated all the issues into our past discussion for the same issues. I mean, a few of them are overlapping. We tried on a couple of other mandates of Congress that they just will not abide by. The court systems will not abide by the mandate of Congress when it benefits the plaintiff or the citizen, because in their eyes that citizen doesn't exist. Only the citizens of the United States do they have the full plenary power over.
Okay, hold on. We'll be back in a minute, and then we're going to start getting into what's really going on behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, welcome back, and thanks for staying tuned for some real truth here. We're going to get into some things that are probably be a little shocking as we keep. By the way, Steve, how long, I have Steve as a guest, how long has this time frame been going on now? Is this 6 months, a year, two, three, four?
It's 4 years.
So 4 years to get all the way through to the Supreme Court, and then you lodged a second, and it's sitting where, in the Ninth Circuit now?
Ninth Circuit that was denied.
So there's only one hope left, and that is another shot at the Supreme Court to see if, with a scalpel a little sharper, with a few extra things thrown in, to see if they're going to listen to what's going on.
Right.
So in other words, nobody has any jurisdiction, but they can come and take your property and your money.
Yeah, no jurisdiction and no authority. I mean, their only authority sits in the administrative world of fact that they're employees and that they get a paycheck from the quote-unquote federal government, but I don't think that description's in the Constitution. But there's the disjointedness here. I mean, that's something we've learned throughout the process, is that it's fine and dandy to have a Constitution, it's fine and dandy to have laws of the United States, but there was some significant overhauls that went through the process of the Civil War and the Civil Rights Acts and the revised statutes, prima facie evidence, legal and conclusive evidence. All those statutes are just simply that. They're just prima facie evidence of the true law. And if the two don't coincide, which was part of the argument to the Supreme Court, you must revert back to the constitutional meaning. And there's plenty of case law on it. I'm not making this up, man. I didn't, you know, I don't dream about this stuff. I have to look it up, read it, digest it, and then believe it. I mean, if the Supreme Court's writing this stuff, if I can't believe them, then, you know, everything has to be taken with a grain of salt. But you get so many factors that put the preponderance of evidence on a discipline or something that they've decided is the law of the land, I'm going to believe it. It's their stuff. And they just don't seem to be able to follow the same agenda. So with all these code sections, they're all based on revised statutes. Man, you wouldn't believe how many of those revised statutes got repealed at the very end. I mean, there were tons of them. And it's all because they kept remaking this stuff. They had congressional hearings. They tried to make the revised statutes legal and conclusive. Everybody says, hey, look, at we've got already this many mistakes, and they're still increasing. We haven't resolved these other ones. We're just going to have to make this prima facie evidence. And when you go and backtrack things like 2201 and can prove that it doesn't sit within the jurisdiction of the several states, and did those go away? If they went away, the Constitution's gone away. So it's out there somewhere. Gaining access to it is a difficult project, and you can only do it one way. You only have standing under the Constitution if you're one of those citizens of the several states. And that's just the hard facts of realities of life, and not very many people can seem to wrap their head around it, because most people have always had a Social Security number. There's very few of us older generation that have. We never were born with one. We didn't even get one until we were wanted to get a job. Then somebody said, oh, well, you can't get a job unless you have a Social Security number. Well, geez, what's all that about? Well, lo and behold, 6109 subsection D says that that Social Security number is your tax identification number. Uh-huh. Taxpayer identification number. So Congress has dictated that I'm a taxpayer. But in the eyes of the law, the agency is supposed to determine that I'm a taxpayer for me to be such. And the courts, they're powerless to do it.
That's right. So what I'm going to do now is we're going to start back at, and you, I want your comments on this, because you and I talk a lot to hash these things over. I have, most people on the list or know have been listening to this show, I have got 1948 is when they did the final overthrow on the, implemented the administrative state. In the court system. And the first things that I started doing is reading some of these court cases, and it's always, well, if this is true, that's got to be true. Well, if this is true, that's got to be true. And I came to court cases that were not agreeing. And what's amazing is that most of these court cases, if you learn how to read the words, because they're coded, and you pick up the words, most of them are not too far off, actually. There's some of them, there's a few of them, obviously, that are just way out there in la-la land. But we start off at the, if you would agree with this, Steve, and this is out of the Judiciary Act, too, but when we started our Constitutional Republic, we had citizens of the several states, we had the United States, or we had an alien that would come in.
Correct.
Is that the only parties where the judicial power should be operating? Does that make sense?
Anything to do with treaties or consular possessions or anything like that, I believe.
Right, but those are a different issue, and typically when they did treaties, they would assign judges, and then they didn't use judicial power. They actually assigned specific judges for that treaty if they used them for that. But otherwise, judicial power. But as far as parties, the actual parties, people, or things that would be involved, and now this is right out of the Judiciary Act. This is 17, the Judiciary Act of 1789, right out of Section 11.
That's That's the very first one. That's what established the whole judiciary for the United States.
And those guys wrote this very concise, and I'm going to read just a little part. It's real simple, and there's five words that have been changed that unleashed the citizen of the United States. And here's the words. The United States are plaintiffs or petitioners, semicolon, or an alien is a party, comma, or a suit is between a citizen of a state where the suit is brought and a citizen of another state. Period. That's it. So we have United States, we have an alien, and then if you're a citizen of a state, which would be like a citizen of New York when you get domiciled against a citizen of Alaska, if we were one of the several states, then you can sue another citizen of one of the several states.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's people. If we have inalienable rights, can corporations have inalienable rights, Steve, you think?
I know they can't. There's plenty of case law on that. They are considered quasi-citizens, though, because they can be sued and be sued, but they do have absolutely zero, nada, negligible, nothing of fundamental rights.
No, so they don't have fundamental rights, they don't have inalienable rights, which are used interchangeably.
Correct.
So I was reading these court cases, and you got to be real careful, because they will talk about laws of Congress. Laws of Congress is in the, whether Congress has plenary power in D.C. or in the territories or under a few different, like the military. But the laws of the United States is within the several states that has application to us. So I'm reading these cases, and I came across the word federal question. Sounds good. It's like the Federal Reserve. Can't be all bad, can it? I mean, Federal Reserve sounds good enough. We just find out it has absolutely nothing to do with the government of the United States or with the sovereignty, with the limited delegation of power. It's a bunch of private bankers that are over here controlling, skimming our country, controlling money.
It's just like the federal citizen issue.
They just made it up.
They call those citizens of the United States federal citizens. They got a whole department for that.
Okay, so now I'm tracking this back. And I have deduced that I need to find out what federal question is. And so I track this back to the Act of 1875. And it's 18 Stat 470. And so I go back there and said, how can a federal question, what happened in 1875? Well, if it happens after the Civil War, up to about the 1880 era, you can bet that it's not a good thing. And they took five little words. An alien is a party. And they just changed it, deleted it. We don't have aliens no more, I guess. And they changed it to a foreign state, comma, citizen or subject. Now, what's the significance of that? Why did they have to do that? What happened to... Pardon?
Who are those parties?
Well, that's absolutely foreign state.
Yeah, who's that? France?
I don't know. And subject? I didn't know we had subjects over here.
Yeah, I guess they're talking about other citizens than the citizens of the several states, the original citizens that the original Judiciary Act was passed up for.
Right, because what I've learned in researching this, and it's a tough subject until you get the concept down, judicial power comes only from the Constitution. Congress, by statute, creates a vessel, a court, to receive some or all of the judicial power. Congress can control what court exercises what judicial power, but it cannot control or originate judicial power. That's from us, the people.
Now, judicial power, let's try to define that a little bit, because that's a pretty generalized term. Judicial power includes those cases at equity and at law and maybe admiralty. Is that correct?
Well, not admiralty. Admiralty is contract law. There is no judicial power there.
All right. So then we're talking just equity and law.
Equity and the outlaw, and I hear the music, and we'll be back, and then we're going to confirm what I'm saying with some more astounding information. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show from the far north in Alaska, and I have Steve on the line here. And go ahead, Steve. You had a comment you'd like to make here?
Yeah, I was just trying to put my mind around this concept of whole judicial power and what it actually represents. And it means all cases in equity and in law. And in law, it brings forward that common law that we've heard so much about, which actually is what the Constitution was established on from the British court system. So that common law, a lot of people like to revert and try to attach to it. Well, that only resides within the jurisdiction of the several states, which is where judicial power is a part of and represents.
And it doesn't reside in this fictional world, does it?
No, that's under the plenary power of Congress, and you can't have separation of powers when you have one supervisor or dictator or body politic stating what the rules are without any representation and without any delegated authority from the people, because the people are what is where the real power is.
Uh-huh.
But those people only can be people of the several states. They can't be federal citizens. If you're federal citizens, you're outside of that jurisdiction. You're outside of that whole world, that constitutional protected world.
So, say it another way here. I was looking for the case. I'll have to find it here in just a second. But the judicial power of the United States must come from the Constitution. It cannot be created by Congress. It cannot be controlled by Congress, because if it's controlled by Congress, it doesn't exist. We don't have it.
That's Article 1, Article 4.
Stripes, that's right. That's Article 1 or Article 4 courts. Congress can not make any Article 1 courts. They cannot make any Article 4 courts. They can change them at will. They can make them look like anything in the world. But what they cannot do, an Article 4 court cannot receive Article 3 judicial power, because it doesn't sit within the several states. It must arise only from the Constitution. It's a constitutional court. It can't do administrative law. Can't do any of that stuff.
And that's
it's prohibited from doing it. Pardon?
That's that Postum case that distinguishes that very clearly, and that's a very good point, is that, this isn't just all made-up information. This is all based on facts. It's provable. It's verifiable.
And it's made by the holdings of the Supreme Court, and it has never changed. The problem is that they've hoodwinked us. That's what they've done. They have hoodwinked us into believing something that's not true.
Right, that we all accept willingly. Sorry.
So getting back to this federal question here, and I just emailed it out. It's on the Internet, the federal question. And I'm going to read just a little. Now, this is the annotated Constitution of the, quote, United States of America. It's technically the Constitution of the United States. It's on the Internet, and I just emailed out all the lists, even the ones, the special and all the other. I just mailed out this particular section, and I went to looking. Once you figure these things out, then once you get the kind of the game plan, then you can go look for confirmation in a lot of different areas, because now you understand what you're looking for. And here's what I'm going to, this is reading right out of what is a public document that's authorized by Congress, and they put out on the development of the federal question jurisdiction. And this is the reading, although there were a few jurisdictional provisions enacted in the early years, it was not until the period following the Civil War that Congress, in order to protect newly created federal civil rights and in the flush of nationalist sentiment, first created federal jurisdiction in civil rights cases, and then in 1875 conferred general federal question jurisdiction on the lower federal courts. Since that time, the trend generally has been towards conferral of ever-increasing grants of jurisdiction to enforce the guarantees recognized and enacted by Congress. Is that pretty astounding? So they just made it up in 1875 for these newly created federal civil rights. Well, what is the very first newly created federal civil rights? What is the start? What's the source problem of this? Well, it started in 1866. And so what is that that started in 1866? It's on the Internet. You can go look. It's 14, stat, page 27. Now, this is where they said, right here, and I'm going to read this. This is the source problem, and they created a fiction in law. It said that all persons born in the United States and not subject to any foreign power, excluding Indians, not taxed, are hereby declared. We're declaring you to be citizens of the United States and such citizen of every race and color without regard to any previous condition of slavery or involuntary servitude, except as punishment for a crime wherein the party shall have duly convicted, shall have the same right in every state and territory in the United States to make and enforce contracts, to sue, be parties, give evidence, to inherit, purchase, lease, sell, hold, and convey real and personal property. And I hear the music, so we'll be back in a minute to finish this. And you should be astounded by the rest of what this says. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II back with the Ralph Winterroad Show there. Steve, you still there?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting where you mentioned that Congress all of a sudden goes ahead and makes this declaration and everybody's supposed to bow down and pay attention. And then the Supreme Court, it's interesting how Congress can make the laws and the Supreme Court is the one that says whether they're valid or not. And they came out long before the Act of 1866. In 1824, with that Osborne versus Bank of the United States, it says Congress cannot proceed to give, to regulate, or prescribe capacities of a naturalized citizen. And those naturalized citizens are citizens of the United States of America. So they can go ahead and declare anything that they want for citizens of the United States. Doesn't that tell anybody anything? If they are able to declare a citizenship when the Supreme Court says that they can't touch the original citizens, the citizenships of the United States of America, then they're creating a whole new entity out there. Back to you.
They just made it up because we, in the research we came up with, American citizen is somebody that's born on the land, and that happened to anybody born after 1776, July 4th. It's kind of a novel time frame that most people probably have some recollection that it might be existing in the world. A citizen of the United States of America is a traveling citizenship, which means you are a citizen of any of the several states, which means you can then become domiciled in, like, New York, and you become a citizen of New York. At that point, citizen and your domicile and your citizenship are interchangeable. That's where you get the law of the land comes from. And then you have access to the Constitution, which is the contract of New York, of the country, where you have a limited delegation of power over your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And those things, they don't exist anymore because we've been hoodwinked. Let me finish the rest of this because tell me who this has application to. I'm going to start up here. A citizen of the United States. Such citizens of every race or color. And then they go on legal and every state and territory in the United States to make and enforce contracts, to sue, be parties, give evidence, to inherit, purchase, lease, sell, hold, convey real and personal property. Isn't it nice? Congress is going to allow us to own property? Or to full and equal benefit of all laws and proceedings for the security of persons and property as is enjoyed by white citizens. Whoa! My golly, that, who in the heck is that for? Sounds like it might be for the Negroes, doesn't it?
Is the government trying to be racist?
Yeah, does that sound a little racist, don't it? Do you think Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson are saying, hey, NAACP, all you folks over there that belong to NAACP, come on and be a registered voter and be a citizen of the United States under the penalties of perjury, which is a Class B felony in Alaska.
So they can have rights like white citizens.
This is as enjoyed by white citizens. As enjoyed by white citizens. Now, do you think this a citizen of the United States is a white citizen? No.
Sounds like it.
First of all, it's just unbelievable, and I am a white guy. I got some war hoop in me, got some crowd in me. But it is absolutely unbelievable. This should shock the conscience of anybody. And what they did is they put this thing in and then got a Supreme Court case where they said, well, now what we got to do, because if these folks ever figure this out, they'll get this overturned. So we'll make a 14th Amendment out of it so that they can't overturn it. So people are saying, oh, no, it was created by the 14th Amendment. It was not created, the citizen of the United States. It was created in 1866, April the 9th, 1866. And then it even gets better, and to furnish the means of their vindication. What is vindicate? Any idea what vindicate is? It's to clear somebody of blame or suspicion. What the heck's that got to do with the law of the United States? Not a damn thing. I don't want to be vindicated. And I don't want Congress to. So the Declaration of Independence, as I recall, Steve, didn't you say the creator granted the inalienable rights?
Yes.
Well, do you think that the creator now is Congress?
Well, it sure appears to be so. They can make declarations of citizens, and better yet, they convince the masses to sign up for it.
Now we've got, in Alaska, we've got Porky Pig, Representative Young, is under investigation, our one representative. We've got Uncle Ted Stevens. Now, he's under federal investigation by the FBI. We got Aunt Lisa Murkowski that was appointed by her father, the ex-governor of Alaska, that she had got tangled up here and buying land that from a guy that's involved in the political field. That's for my personal thing is a corrupt guy. So I'm supposed to be holding that all of a sudden my right to own personal and private property and all of these inalienable rights have now been swapped from the Creator to Uncle Ted and Aunt Lisa and Porky Pig Young.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
You all come back now, you hear? And leave a donation because they got around and had another one of their pig roast this year. Of course, the Bill Allen of ECO, he's pled guilty to many felonies, and so did the vice president. So we just had Sheffield, an ex-governor. It's no big deal.
Well,
we'll just go over there.
Yeah, it's another absurdity. All these people that are running into mortgage problems, there are so many of them are getting the debts retired by the banks so that the banks can resell them to other investors and relieve them of their underwater investment in their own homes. Well, these people start new lives with their new families or what have you, new mortgages, and then the IRS comes in and says, hey, you owe us money for that debt that was retired by the bank. Pay up. Anything that's a gift in that regard is taxable. Now, the president comes out and says, oh, okay, you guys, well, yeah, I guess we do have a little responsibility. We all want you guys to still appreciate the federal government, even though polls say that the opinion of the people on Congress is only, they support it 24%. He's going to ask the Congress to pass new tax laws so that they can do away with that that line to tax all these people on debts that get retired. Now, doesn't this tell anybody something that it's all arbitrarial maneuvers that you just stated off of that little thing that you said, where they're using their discretion to increase grants?
The bottom line is, the people of just like in V for Vendetta, look in the mirror. Where's the problem lie? It's the person that you're looking at for fear, complacent, compliant, signed up, sold the citizenship for the possibility of a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game.
As long as they stay in good graces with everybody, everybody goes right along.
So just like the senators and representatives, they make all this nonsense because, stated another way, anybody that is a citizen of the United States, which you signed under the I-9 under the penalties of perjury, you're a registered voter in Alaska, your permanent fund, your driver's license, your bank account, all of them are all tied into this. You have given, stated simply, a full power of attorney in Alaska. Now, you might like yours. I don't know. Maybe Idaho's got a problem with their senator right now, that one that's got tangled up there by playing footsies. But we have Uncle Ted and Aunt Lisa. I'd give a full power of attorney if I want to be a citizen of the United States to Uncle Ted and Aunt Lisa and Porky Pig Young.
Well, and if you
now,
want
who
to
in his right mind would give a full power of attorney to a politician? They're not statesmen. They're politicians. Steve, you think Ted Stevens is worth more now than he used to be when he started into office?
Well, all the news articles that have come up on all his cushy deals with all these developers and his own son, who's he's gotten congressional money allocated to for board of directors that he was sat on, that he allocated money to his corporations that he had personal interest as a stockholder in, yeah, I'd say so. But it's for the family.
Well, I mean, Ted's a multimillionaire now. And he's allocating monies to his son so he can be a multimillionaire. I don't see, of course, little Ben Stevens, he's been actually mentioned in the indictments. He's not indicted yet, but he's going to be, there's no doubt, because of Bill Allen said, hey, I paid this guy off $200,000.
Yep. Well, what's interesting, too, is that if you decided to put your foot down and try to say that you're not don't want to be a party to all this beneficial system, that you're highly regulated and told what to do, then you also have to be prepared not to be able to participate in any of that, loans, mortgages, any of that, because that all is tied into that nice little taxpayer identification number, i.e. Social Security number, where you're entitled to that benefit at the end of the game there. So it's a tough nut to crack. There aren't too many people that are willing to really stand up for their principles and have to go by the system of self-reliance and being held accountable and not spending beyond your means and doing it the right way.
So what we're saying here, in the Judiciary Act of 1789, they deleted five words and decided, and inserted five words, five little words, and punched a hole that allowed these fictions, this fictional thing called a citizen of the United States and all these corporate fictions, out of the box. Five little words is all it took. That's how concisely, even like the Constitution or the Judiciary Act of 1789 was written. Five little words.
Well, it's all about the money, too. Have you ever heard of a citizen being able to pay a fine and then admit no wrongdoing? I hear that corporations doing that all the time. But have you ever heard a citizen doing that? Hell no.
Nope. Not a citizen, not a national bud. Now, for the next thing that they did, now that we've got this fiction in law, and we've got a way to get him into the appearance of judicial power, but he doesn't because they have something called pendant, P-E-N-D-E-N-T, pendant jurisdiction. What is pendant jurisdiction? Because, you see, we got the fiction for the natural person, a man or a woman. Now, we've got them hoodwinked. Now we have another problem. How do we get rid of the several states? Because we have a problem just like Steve ran into. How do we protect this system? Because the several states that were still in existence in the South were really pissed after the Civil War. And under the War Powers book and the guy that was the Secretary of War, the Congress, the radical Republicans at that time, said, we are never going to allow these several states to get control of the government. We're going to take away the rights that are delegated to them. And this is how they did it. It's called pendant jurisdiction. And you can find this today on the book that I'm going to be making public, but it's in Title 18, Section 13. But I'm going to read right out of a Supreme Court case. Let's see, this one here happens to be Merrill Dow Pharmaceuticals versus Thompson. It's 478 U.S. 804. 478 U.S. 804. And the important part of this case is that I lost the page here when I went up to get the top here. I got to find it here again. Here it is right here. It is firmly settled that there may be federal question jurisdiction. Ah, nice word, right? Even though both the right asserted and the remedy sought by the plaintiff are state created. Has nothing to do with the Constitution of the United States. This is in the... So what does that mean? It means you can file anything in the state side on a, quote, state-created right, state law, and the feds, if somebody wants to, they can yank it off under this federal question and take it off to federal court and protect the system. Because we have no several states. We have no courts of the several states. We have no public officers. They don't exist anymore right now. That federal question allows the, quote, feds to just like they did in Steve's case, they can move this case into the Fed side to protect themselves, even though it's against the statute, but they just do it over there, and then they say, no, we're not going to disclose what's going on. We're going to say mum. Called pendant jurisdiction. Imagine, and this happened, how can the Congress adopt all the laws of the states, the several states? Then what they've done is they've fused them together. There are no more several states. Because if the feds can adjudicate anything within the several states no longer exist. This is in Title 18, Section 13. You can go on the Internet and find it yourself. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, they did a good job. It's pretty hard to unravel, too. I mean... I don't know. It's going to take more than once go around, timelines, diagrams, well, you name it, because it's just hard to believe. It's just people are taught that the government is working for you and for your benefit, and yeah, it might be for your benefit, but at the same in one respect, but with that benefit comes a liability, and nobody even knows it's a liability.
No, they want to use this. I also found in this a well-pleaded complaint. So the bottom line is, it used to be, prior to the overthrow of the government of the United States, we created a parallel system which Bidwell said, we have two governments, one inside the Constitution and one outside. And when you walk through that portal into the land of Oz, the script writers are Congress in the fictional world. The courts are the script writers in this fictional world. There's no way to win. You can't beat the script writers. And that's the problem that we're having. There is no justice today. There is no judicial power. It's gone right now. There's no remedies. There are no remedies. And until we can expose these guys, one of the things we're going to be trying is a writ of coverendo. And stay tuned, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to give you another area that should hopefully shock some people, and we can start trying to get our republic back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show. I've got Steve on. We've been talking about the IRS. And this is a complicated subject to most people, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, it's foreign. It's hard to believe. We've all gone through the United States school system. and we've been taught certain things, and you don't question them. They get installed when you're in elementary school, and there's a lot of important things that develop once you get into your adult world, and families to raise and jobs to keep, better yourself through education, and certain fundamentals you believe to be true stick with you, and it's hard to readjust when you hear other information that's certifiable, verifiable. I mean, but people have a hard time making time to do anything about it unless they're being attacked. And once you're being attacked through the legal system, somebody's coming after you, then you start having to pay attention. And
but it's too late then, isn't it?
Excuse me?
It's too late then, isn't it?
Well, you wouldn't want to think so. I mean, it's definitely too late because of the fact that they've got a stronghold on the information, and we're just starting to pierce the veil and the void here as to what works and what doesn't work, what's valid and what's significant enough to twist their little toe and work our way over to the big toe if we're lucky. But we're working on it, and we know that we've got the right subject matter because they won't discuss it. And when they won't discuss it, then they want to slap you around and call you frivolous or rambling or incoherent. Then what's the problem? They're supposed to be representatives of us, and they won't talk about their own rules that they're supposed to abide by and uphold, and we can show that they're not doing it. That's called
test. Well, what's most astounding to me, Steve, and it may sound like a terrible thing, but you know what? I drive down the road, and almost everybody that I meet is my enemy. Because if they ever sit on a jury, there's no way that they're going to even open their mind up on a jury to hear any of this stuff.
Well, some people are principle-oriented. I think if you try to make it into a diagram, and I mean, it's unfortunate. You can't convince people by words. You have to use pictograms anymore. They tell you in public speaking books and dialogues that you have to talk to the sixth grade level. Christ almighty, that's when we're really starting to hit the bottom of the barrel, but evidently that's cartoons are one of the most widely read pages on the newspaper, right?
That's the first thing I go to, because there's more truth in the cartoon. Let me say here before we get off the air, I have Title 18. I'm going to be copying that out of 1948. And also in there conclusively that they couldn't get some of the things passed, and they passed by an amendment on a report, the total jurisdictional statement for Title 18. They passed it. They wiped it all out, and they took out the crimes and offenses under the authority of the United States and just made it offenses. And they totally replaced that, and I am now have ordered the from the lower 48 to get the original wording. But they couldn't get some of these things through, so there was still a little bit of integrity in 1948, and they just totally wiped it out. Anyway, thanks for being on the show, Steve, and good luck in your fight, and join us next Sunday for more discussions on child custody or IRS or our fascist government. And stay tuned and stay out of trouble and watch out for the federales.
It's true.